Ralph, let me make sure that I was understood in what I was saying. I'm saying that as a person coming in trying to sort out what are people all worked up about, I'm saying the clearest thing that I can put my finger on as to people's reasons for being down on Eddie is that they feel that he has not handled himself correctly. I don't know if incompetence is the term. It seems like I've heard that term. Now, that does not mean that I think they're justified in that. In fact, even if you have an employee working in the church, a preacher, you know, or some other person that's being paid by the church to perform certain duties, certain tasks for that congregation, in my opinion, even if they are doing rather poorly, performing rather poorly, the way many individuals have developed within their hearts an attitude of animosity against Eddie that pours out, that spews out as it has in the last 2 years that I've been here, their souls are in jeopardy. Amen. Whether or not they're right in their assessment of Eddie's incompetence. I'm simply saying that, but that is the point that they seem to be making. They're saying that there are many pluses about Eddie, but his ability to function in the situations that he's been placed in, a la educational director most recently, director of the preaching school prior to that, those are concrete things that seem to be mentioned. But if you will remember the preaching that I've done in the 6 months or so after arriving here, was calculated not only to not take sides, but to point out to brethren that even if they have legitimate grievances against each other, it's being mishandled. And the best thing for everyone to do is to set those aside and get ready to meet the Lord. And in my opinion, that still needs to be done.
Yes.
I don't want to stand before the Lord having been responsible for mistreating Eddie or anyone else. I may have personal opinions about how well any given church will function with or without a certain personality. But again, unless we are prepared to stand before the Lord and justify what we're causing here, what concerns me most of all, brethren, is that for 2 years, and I understand long before I was here, this has been stirring. And now, the same thing is happening. But if I understand the rumors that are coming back from Denton and places that apparently have been affected by Denton, the same sort of rumors that were stirring 2 years ago when I was here are stirring. But now, this time, they're from a different group of people. And I believe that regardless of our cause, we're going to give account for furthering and facilitating the destruction of a local church. And we may soothe our conscience and say, well, but if it's going liberal, it's best for it to be destroyed. Well, I hope our assessment was correct.